This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Strap yourself in. We're about to get a new report on consumer prices.
A government report to be released this morning is expected to show inflation at a 40-year high. Ahead of the release of the government's latest consumer price index, data provided by FactSet suggests that prices rose 1.1% from May to June, with half of that gain from groceries and gas. Economists forecast the annual inflation rate is up to 8.8%, the biggest annual increase since 1981. Job growth is strong, but soaring prices have outpaced incomes. I'm Jennifer King.
The economy in Sri Lanka is in crisis. There are severe shortages of food and fuel. This morning, Sri Lanka's president fled to the Maldives. Angry crowds then stormed the prime minister's office and demanded he go, too. Lawmakers in Texas are getting ready to release their findings on the Uvalde school massacre. Now a local newspaper's published surveillance video of the gunman at Robb Elementary. And residents are angry about what they're seeing.
A video shows police milling in the hallway during the Uvalde, Texas school massacre. It shows parts of the nearly 80 minutes that passed between the gunman walking into Robb Elementary through an unlocked door and the time when his death put a stop to America's deadliest school shooting in nearly two decades. Officials said the 77 minutes of footage they are preparing to release this weekend does not contain images of children. I'm Norman Hall.
21 people were killed at Robb Elementary. President Biden kicks off his Mideast visit in Israel beginning today. Ukraine's foreign minister says Russia continues to be in a war mood. They are not seeking negotiations in good faith, says Dmytro Kuleba. He spoke to the AP. In Indianapolis, the bodies of a man and three young children have been found in a pond. Police had been searching for a man and his three kids missing since last week. This is AP News. Now to Haiti and the violence there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of people have died in 4 days of gang battles in a violent neighborhood of Haiti's capital, the latest eruption of bloodshed in a wave of increasing violence sweeping the country. A Port-au-Prince official says the fighting erupted on Friday in a clash between members of two rival gangs, that at least 50 people had died and more than another 50 wounded. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says thousands of people are now trapped in the Salel neighborhood without drinking water, food and medical care. It's calling on other humanitarian groups for help and urging the gangs to spare civilians. The group's head of mission in Haiti says along the only road into the area, we encountered corpses that are decomposing or being burned. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.